Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, Ati'u Allaha wa ati'u Rasula wa la tubtilu a'malakum. Obey Allah, obey God, and obey the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and do not destroy your own good deeds. Don't ruin what you have worked so hard for. The theme in the Quran here is that if someone strives to do good, is trying to do the right thing, but does not keep the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of them as they are doing that good deed, as they are trying to achieve that good, then they are ultimately destroying their own hard work. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it to a whole nother level in another verse where Allah says, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدَ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. Whoever has obeyed the Messenger, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has indeed already obeyed God. So Allah is in fact completely embedding His obedience and His pleasure within the obedience of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And furthermore, Allah has told us, مَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ. Whatever the Messenger gives you, take it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever He tells you to stay away from, then stay away from it. So this is a very important understanding that we have in Islam, that we do not have a religion, and one cannot be faithful to Islam. One cannot even actually be believing and practicing the Quran unless and until they take the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a guide, as a teacher, as a role model. And that's a very, very important fundamental understanding that we have in Islam.